Picture a rich tapestry of charming and colorful towns, pristine coastlines dotted with thickets of gorse, and verdant fields grazed to a velvety nub by millions of gambling sheep. On foot, by bike or in a vehicle, there's no wrong way to explore the wild Atlantic Way, a panoramic highway that stretches 2,500 kilometers along Ireland's western seaboard. I did all three on a road trip through the northern section of world's longest defined coastal touring route, and I can attest that this journey showcases Mother Nature at her most brilliant. Here are seven magical sights you shouldn't miss. 1. Great Western Greenway. Every moment on the 49 km long Great Western Greenway is a bit like being in a scene from a movie, and traversing this off-traffic route on foot or by bike is a superb way to take it all in. Pastures with fluffy sheep and frisky lambs abound, as do leafy woodlands separated a patchwork of farmland and the occasional village. If you're lucky, as I was, you'll walk or ride under azure skies and cottony white clouds. It's especially lovely. The Greenway only exists thanks to the generosity of landowners who agreed to allow the public access through their lands. Wherever you go, it's like finding the pot of gold at the end of an Irish rainbow. Highlights: begins in Westport, ends on a chill island. Bike, e-bike rentals at towns along the Greenway, some companies offer a pickup service. Online: www.greenway.ie/2Keem Beach. Framed by the vertiginous Croaghan Mountain and sheltered by the horseshoe-shaped Keem Bay, Keem Beach is a sublime study in contrasts. Striking yet secluded, dramatic yet tranquil. After watching The Banshees of Inisherin, parts of which were filmed here, I knew I had to visit. Keem's star has shone even more brightly since Lonely Planet named it one of the top 100 beaches in the world for 2024. With its cerulean waters and sun-kissed sands, there's no question Keem Beach is ready for its close-up. The beach is on the western tip of a chill island, accessible by a corkscrew cliff-top route. Bring your gravel and watch for sheep casually crossing the road. FAQ: popular activities include swimming, surfing, snorkeling. Parking is available near the beach. The village of Keel is 10 kilometers away. Online: www.ireland.com/n-slash-destinations/regions/keem-strand/3-4 Mayo Dark Sky Park. Wild Nefyn National Park. If you were captivated by the Aurora Borealis over Vancouver Island recently, you'll be utterly dazzled by Mayo Dark Sky Park, home to some of the darkest skies in the world. Mayo is Ireland's first gold-tier international dark sky park and the premier location to see thousands of stars blazing in the night skies as well as the occasional meteor shower, all with the naked eye. But remarkably, Mayo Dark Sky Park is actually two sites in one. On terra firma, this same 150 sqkm area is known as Wild Nefyn National Park, with untamed grasslands and mountainous terrain that comprise some of the most remote lands in Ireland. Most of Wild Nefyn is geared for experienced hikers, but there are several walks on the mild side with scenic views of the Nefyn Beg Mountains and Oandif Bog, one of the last active blanket bog systems in Western Europe. Want to experience the magic in daytime and night from the same spot? I recommend the Claggan Mountain Coastal Trail. In daylight, explore on a gently curving boardwalk set atop the massive bog. Walk back along the seashore, keeping your eyes open for the otters and grey herons that call this area home. Then at nightfall, settle back in your front row seat for a cosmic display that's out of this world. On a clear night, you can almost see forever. Highlights: both parks are free to visit year-round. Parking is available near the Claggan Trail, located 7 kilometers from the village of Mulranny. Online: www.mayodarkskypark.ie/and www.nationalparks.ie/wild-nefyn/. 5. Sleeve League. There's a reason Lonely Planet has named Donegal the fourth best region in the world to visit in 2024. It's Sleeve League, the highest accessible sea cliffs in Europe. Rugged, remote and akin to being at the edge of the world, the mountain soars dramatically 601 meters into the heavens, three times the height of the more visited cliffs of Maher. In fact, at Sleeve League, they sometimes refer playfully to the cliffs of Maher as the Steps of Maher. At Sleeve League's peak, wispy tendrils of cloud reach down to embrace jagged edges. At its base, foaming whitecaps crash where the Atlantic Ocean meets the land. Ever-present sheep graze at their leisure, adding a timeless charm to the scene as they step nimbly from luxuriant knolls to craggy outcroppings. Simply put, Slieve League embodies Ireland's iconic landscape, and it's breathtaking. Highlights: free to visit. Parking fees vary depending on the lot and season. Shuttle bus available. Fully wheelchair accessible. Located 50 kilometers from Donegal town. Online: www.sliablaig.com/visitor-information/ Six Giants Causeway. Did Irish giant Finn McCool create the eye-popping Giants Causeway to reach his Scottish rival to do battle? Or so he could stride across the Irish Sea to the lithesome lass who was his one true love? Or, as geologists posit, was this exceptional concentration of 40,000 hexagonal basalt stones created in a volcanic age 60 million years ago? Whichever explanation you prefer, it's not surprising that Northern Ireland's only UNESCO World Heritage Site is also one of its most Instagrammed. Basalt stones are uneven and smooth, so if, like hundreds of thousands of tourists who've clambered high onto the columns, you want a picture-perfect moment, good lace-up shoes are a must. Don't forget to head to the lower columns and water's edge for phenomenal views of Scotland. Highlights: ticket pre-booking recommended, prices include parking and tours. Excellent visitor center and Causeway Green Trail are fully accessible. Walkable, 3 kilometers, from Bushmills Village, NI. Online: www.nationaltrust.org.uk/visit/northern-ireland/giants-causeway 7 Carrick A. Reid. From following in the footsteps of giants to wobbling in the footsteps of fishermen. I'm no thrill-seeker, but I've long wanted to visit this 20-meter-long rope bridge, built by salmon fishermen in 1755 so they could walk to the rocky island of Carrick A. Reid for better fishing. At certain points in its history, this bridge had only one guardrail, eek. But goosebumps now come from undulating some 30 meters above a chasm in the Atlantic, as well as the unrivaled views of Scotland from this vantage point. The coastal walk from the parking lot to the bridge also features outstanding views and photo opportunities. Highlights: bridge is closed during strong winds. Pre-buying tickets is essential, not wheelchair accessible. Located 8 kilometers from Ballycastle town, NI. Online: www.nationaltrust.org.uk/visit/northern-ireland/carrick-a-reid. Juanita Ng was a guest of Tourism Ireland, Fealty Ireland and Tourism Northern Ireland, which did not read this article prior to publication. Follow Juanita on Instagram at www.instagram.com/juanitong/.